Yitzchak went from there to Be'er Sheva. So over here, Yitzchak over here, he has the brachas. Yitzchak already got the brachas. Now we're going to the story of the wells. We have the story of the wells. Okay. No. This is before. I'm sorry. This is before the brachas. Before Yitzchak gives the brachas to Yaakov. This is after the Maisa with. We're in the middle of the wells. All right, let's see. Tag what Rashi over here says. There's no Rashi on this. There's no Rashi. Pasuk Gil. There's no Rashi. But there's a tag that says the istalak mitamon leber shava. So over here in the art scroll, the word the istalak is in bold, which means that this is not the correct. This is not the correct. The correct word for vayal. Now over here in my art scroll, he writes over here that there's another girsa. There's a very big problem with you know, Targum. There's more than one girsa in the Targum, which makes it much more confusing. And here it says v'istalak, but over here on the bottom it says nusach acher usalek. What do you have in your Chumash? You have v'istalak or v'istalek?
That's missing.
Okay.
I don't have Rashi.
In the Targum. Pasuk Gimel. What do you have for the Targum of the word Vayal?
V'istalek.
Oh, V'istalek. V'istalak. Right. So you have this gear, which I have as well. Right. That's what I have also. Fine. Okay. There are two different gears. So I'm sure there's a difference. I don't know what the difference is. Let me see over here. Having the Ma'at. Sorry, a difference. I'm looking over here in the other Sefer Chai, the Istalak. Mayor's over here. Okay. The Istalak. Chamishi. Yuvi, Vayam Sheber Shava. Pasuch of Gimel. Let's see. There is any commentary? There's no commentary here. All right, there's no commentary here. And may the other, I have all my Svarim here opened up over here. One more, this one. We can finally give a good shir, give all the material we need to learn a bit. Vayetze, Vayishlach, Chayi told us. Oh, Bereshava, he has over here. See, I read you what it says over here. Veselik Mitan, it's another sefer. Veselik Mitan. Kenu binuscha davkani. Deloi kinusach achar v'istalak. Shein derech l'tagim kin ella eitzalak kodesh baruch hu kumo vayal elokim me'al avram shetigim v'yistalak. Okay, so he says you're a very big chiddush. Meir Yudia, shalom aleichem to Meir Appeldorf. He says here, see over here in the girsa that I have in the art scroll is v'yistalak, and in the ma'at sorry, which is a very good, very meduyuk. It says Chav Gimel Usalek. Ah, you see that? Look at this. Very interesting. See, in the art scroll, it says V'istalak. V'istalak. And on the bottom of the page, it says that there's another nusach. There's another girsa. The other girsa is Usalek. Now, in the Ma'at Sari, the one who wrote the book here, he's very, very medactic. And his girsa is Usalek. So here in this sefer, another sefer I have, it says that the only time you find the word the istalak is only by Hashem, not by a human being. If you go make an analysis of every time it says the word vayal, the only time you'll find the word the istalak is by Hashem. Here, we're dealing with Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one that is traveling, so therefore it's not proper to use the word the istalak. That's why he says that the more correct girsa is usalek. Usalek is a term that you use by a human being. Okay, that's his analysis, and that's why it's much more precise. A little nuance. So maybe you would say, Vayal Misham Be'er Shava, Hashem Shadis, who is the one that ascended? Vayal Misham Be'er Shava, it's Yitzchak. If it's Yitzchak, the correct girsa should be usalek, not the istalak. That's only used by Hashem. All right, next pasuk. Pasuk Chav Dal Vayeroi Lav Hashem Balayla Ahu, and Hashem appears to Yitzchak that night. Vayomer, and he says, Anochi I Elokei Avraham Avicha Al Tiroki Ki Al. I am the God of Avram, your father, Al Tira, do not be afraid. Ki itcha anochi, I'm with you. Uveirachticha, I will bless you. I have blessed you. Uveirbeisi, is aracha. I will bless you, and I will increase your seed. Bavur, Avraham, Avdi. Okay, what does Rashi say? There is no Rashi. No Rashi on Pasuk Chaf. Dalit. Okay, Mr. Ms. Glatter, Shalom Aleichem. We're learning now Parashas Toldos. After Revi, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Chav Dalit. Right after Revi. Okay, so Vayeri Lo Hashem Ve'Alalahu Vayomer Anochi Alkei Avraham Avicha. Do not be afraid. Ki itcha anochi ve'rachticha ve'rbeisi osarecha bavur avrucham avdi. So the Targum, we have a few unusual words in the Targum. The first one over here is vayira v'iskelei. The word v'iskelei is the word the Targum used to translate appeared. Hashem appeared to Yitzhak b'layla b'lel yahu v'amar ano elokei the avrucham avuch lo. Sidchal, do not be afraid. Array, now here comes another unusual expression. Besadoch memri. I am besadoch memri. Itcho anoichi. Okay, let's just review the whole sentence. Ve'evor chinoch. I will bless you. Ve'aske yos benoch. I will make your children numerous. Bedil because Avraham avdi. Now, the translation, it says, it says over here, I have blessed you. Okay, do not fear. Lo sitchal arei b'sadoch memri. For my word is in your support. Okay, so the word is, sad means support, and memri means my word. Now the literal translation is, ki itcha anochi, I am with you. I am with you. I'm together with you. And the Targum, as we always learn, never ever wants to make it sound for 1 second, one mashu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your buddy. Hashem is not your friend. Hashem is beyond. So he translates these words, which sound like Hashem is with you. It's a very nice, emotional expression, to mean my support. My support, the way they translate it is, my word is in your support. My word is in your support. The word memri means my words is supporting you. It's a very unusual expression. Here in the art scroll it says, see note 5 above, Yitzhak had moved away from the valley of Gerar because he feared that the Pelishtim would harm him. So Hashem told him, you have nothing to fear. Okay, my word is in your support. Doesn't really say very much. Let me see what it says over here in the Ma'at Sari. On Pasek Chaf. Let's see what he says over here in Pasek Chaf Dalit. In Pasek Chaf Dalit. Let's see what it says over here. Besadoch memri. Okay, so he talks about this expression. Mamori be'azroch perish lufi akavon v'chelikamon. Ayin mashkos. No, doesn't want to say very much. Let me look in this other sefer. And let's see what he says over here. And he says, "Arei besadoch memri shaharei be'azroscha mamori." Okay, not very much. Everyone over here is taking the easy way out. Not telling us very much. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chafei. Chafei vayiven shom mizbeach. Yitzchak builds a mizbeach. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. And he calls b'shem Hashem. Vayet shom aholoi. And he pitches his tent. Vayichru shom avde Yitzchak be'er. And the servants of Yitzchak, they dig a well. There is no Rashi in this pasuk. There is an unusual. There is one unusual word. It says uvino samon matbecha. They built there a mizbeach, and when it says vayikra, they called out. The Targum says vitzali. They prayed. So this is not a literal translation. The literal translation would be, and they called out. The Targum says they didn't call out. They prayed. Bishmo de Hashem ufarsei talmon lemashkinei. And they spread out their tent, Uchiroi, someone they dug there, Avde Yitzhak Beira. Okay, so the unusual word of here is the word Vitzel, they prayed. Now, what does it say over here? And let's see this one safer. This one safer, this is nothing. Sefer number two, in the Ma'atzari, Pasuk Chav Hey, what does he say? He says, Vitzali, Perish Unkelish, Shespalul Sham, Kamot Karas, Yishim Hashem, okay, Ufarasom. All right, that's what he says. He basically makes note that it's not the literal translation. Next pasuk. V'Avimelech Olach Elav Migor. Avimelech shows up. He went to him from Gor. V'Achuzas Meireyu. Achuzas means some, a collection, a few of his friends. Ufichol Sar Tzavaoi and Fichol his general. Rashi Chavov. V'Achuzas Meireyu. Kitargumo visias me rachamohi. What does that mean? Sias. What does it mean? The word sias. Sias means, I guess, a group. Me ohavov. So it means achuz. Me reeu means a few of his friends. V'yesh poyshe me reeu mem misoid hateva kmo shloisha me reim. The Shimshon Kadesh Hateva Sachuzas the Vukov Aval Ain Dercha Eretz Dabra Alamalchus Kain. That's not correct. Siasoy Havov, Shem Kain called Siasoy Havov Holochimoi. Velohoyoloy Ella Siachas Shaloyavim, Lachin Yesh Lufosho Kiloshna Rishoin, Vialtisma Altov, Shalachuzas, Vialpishain, Hateva Smukh of Yesh Dugmos Miko, Ejas Misor, Ushahuas Lemioin. Okay, so what he means over here, there's one more Rashi, Achuzas Loshim Kivitsa. Achuzas means a group. A group. Shenechozim yacha. Achuzas means a group. So his question over here is the mem. Is the mem mean from? Or is the mem mean, basically, it's part of the word, which means, in this case, all of his friends? Rashi says that when it says here the word mei re'ehu, the mem is not part of the word. The word is re'ehu, his friend, and mem means from. In other words, Avimelech had a lot of friends, hundreds, thousands of friends, and he took with him a few, a select group of his friends. He has 100 friends. He took with him 5. Achuzas means a collection, mei, from his friends. 100 friends, I'm only taking with me 5 of 100. Rashi says not everyone agrees. Some understand that the word mem does not mean here from, but mem is part of the root of the word, and it means then he took with him all of his friends. Achuzas, a collection that included all of his friends, which is very insulting, because it means that Avimelech didn't have many friends. He took a group of friends, which included all of his friends. How many people could that possibly have been? You're taking a group, so you take, let's say, 10 people, 5 people, 100 people, that's it. There's no one else in the world that is my friend. And that would be very insulting, because you like to think that you have a lot of friends, and every time you go somewhere, you just take with you a few friends. So therefore, Rashi says that the correct understanding is that the word is re'ehu. And when it says mei re'ehu, it means a few, some. And don't say the word the mem is part of the root, because then it would mean that he took with him all of his friends, which would insult Avimelech, that Avimelech only had a couple of friends. He didn't have a lot of friends. So let's read that inside again. I'm going to read Rashi one more time. Kitagumoi v'sias mei racha mohi. Sias, a group. Mei oy havav. The yesh poishim, some translate, mei re'ehu, the mem is misoid hateva. It's part of the root. Kamo, shloishim, like we have another pasuk, mei re'im. The shimshon, and there it means 30 friends. Kidei, shet hatevas v'achuzas, devuk, because then, achuzas, I'm not sure in the grammar what this means exactly, but it means the two go together. And Rashi now rejects that interpretation. Aval ein derech eretz l'daber ala malchus kein. It's not derech eretz to say that the king only has a collection of friends, doesn't have more. Sias ohavav, a group of friends. Shim kein, because if you're going to say the mem is part of the root, kol sias ohavav hoylich imo. That means all of his friends went with him. That means he had nothing more. He brought with him every friend that he had. Which means from. Now, what's the problem now? If you're going to say the word nay, it means from, then it should not say achuzas. It should say achuzo. The sof would only make sense if the mem is part of the root of the word. You can't have a sof next to a prefix. You have over here other examples where you have a suf, even though you have a prefix. Mitzar. Viloy miyoy. Okay, achuzas loshim kivitza vaguda shenechazim yochan. Okay, that's the basic Rashi. Now, why is Rashi saying this? So let's look at the Targum. Targum says, Pasik chavav. Vavi Melech, Azal Livose, Migor, Visias, Me Rochamohi, a group of friends, okay, Ufichol Rav Chile Nchivkol, who is the general. Now, over here, this is very interesting, because on my page, I have on the bottom of the page, in this edition, another Nusach. There is, over here, in Unkelis, two different girsois. The girs that I have on the top of the page has the mem, mei ro cha mohi, but nusach acher ro cha mohi. Now that's the difference between these two girsois is obviously the difference between the two perushim in Rashi. You see over here that Rashi presents two different translations of the word. Is the mem a prefix? Or is the mem part of the root? And that's going to be the nafkamina between the two interpretations of Unkelis. If the correct girsa is like what we have over here, me-ro-cha-mo-hi, then the mem is a prefix. But if the mem is not a prefix, it's the root of the word, then it's ro-cha-mo-hi. So the two different versions of the two different opinions in Rashi. How to translate the mem in the pasuk really are the two different versions in Unkelis. That's at least what it says over here in this in the art scroll, Unkelis Sefer. Okay. And now let me go look over here what it says over here in the Sefer. In this Sefer it says, "Vachuzas meir nusach sevionita medesh lokalotay v'reitus uzal." V'siyas rochamohi, v'siyas oyhavav. Okay, he points out over here because of Rashbam. Okay, he points out that the better girsa is the one that does not have the mem, which is in line with what Rashi. Now it makes sense. Rashi is coming to argue. See, this is a home run. We're always looking to make machlokes.
I have here
With the mem. You have it with the mem. With the mem.
Yeah.
Right. Now so over here I have both. In this sefer I have both. And in this sefer, the one that's really good, it says also the mem. It also has the mem. Me rachamohi. And then let's see what he says on the bottom over here. Okay, it says over here, Vesias me rachamohi, kavanas chavur me oyavov, chavuras achuzas. Okay, basically everyone over here is there's two different gear size. Everyone is acknowledging, and that's really what Bakrishi says. Let me just see a chigum CS Velos CS Velos CO. Sha'af Shirash Perish Ho is stuff and Musa Belus Lakuza Shesh Mus Negra.
Alright,
so basically this is a machlegas. So basically over here there are two different girsois. If Rashi points out both girsois, both interpretations, and Rashi prefers to say that the correct one is a mem, me racham. The mem means a prefix from. It's likely then, according to our understanding, Rashi had the Gerson Unkelis that said without the men, Rochamohi, without the men. And that is why Rashi strongly comes to disagree and says he made a mistake again. That if you have without the mem, it means that it's one group of friends. That's all he had. That's why it makes much more sense to say that it's may. The mem is not part of the root. The may is a prefix. It means he brought with him a small collection of his friends. He had a lot more friends. He only brought with him a small percent of those friends. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk is Vayom Aleim Yitzchak Badu Abosim Elai. Yitzchak says to them, "Why do you come to me? Vatem Sineisim Asu, you hate me. Vateshaluchuni Meitchem, and you sent me away from you. Why are you coming over here? You hate me." Rashi pasuk of Zayin. There is no Rashi, and the Targum is very straightforward. Vamaluchan Yitzchak Mordein Asun Levosi. Why are you coming to me? Vatun Sineisun Yosi Vishalachtuni. You sent me away from you. Okay, there's no unusual word over here. And here in this sefer, in the Ma'atzari, he doesn't really say very much. Maybe he does Modain. Modain. Okay, he points out over here one interesting thing over here. It says Madua. This is interesting. Vayoyim in Pasuk HaZayin, it's Vayoyim Aleim Yitzchak Madua. Now, you know, in Hebrew, how do you say why? I'll give you three different ways to say why in biblical Hebrew. Ma, Lomo, and Madua. That's how we start Haggad. Ma nishtana, which simply means why is this night different? Mikol halelos. Why don't we say lama halayla hazeh? Lama nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos. Why don't we say lama? Lama nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos. Or why don't we say madua nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos? Why did the Baal Haggadah choose the word ma nishtana, not lama nishtana, and not madua nishtana? Okay, I don't know the answer, but over here in this pasuk it says madua. Madua. The Targum here says something very interesting. He says, Modain. Two words. What is this? Madua means what? Modain. The word Madua, according to the Targum, is not a single word. The word Madua, according to the Targum, is a combination of two words. Mo, dua. And dua means this. What is this? When you say in the Haggadah, ma nishtana, you don't say, what is this? It's, what is ma, what is the difference? What is nishtana, what is different about this night, all the other nights? You don't say, what is this? See, ma dua is, you're focusing on an object, and you ask, "What is this? What is this?" Modain. Ma is ma. What? The Targum here takes the word madu and breaks it up into two words, which gives us much more insight in what this word means. The Ma'atzar says he picks up on this. Modain, kmo modain, ma ze. Then he quotes a Ramban, and Ramban says that Madua means more. What is the Deya, the knowledge? The word Dua comes from the word Chanenim Yitcha, Deya Bina V'Haskel. What is the concept? All right, but at least we have over here a little insight into the word madua. A very good place to start is the word madua over here. That's ma'adin. Now, what is over here in the in this other sefer? The sefer says over here, no, he's silent, no comment on this. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk says vayomru, and they said ro'o ro'inu. We have seen. Ki hoya Hashem, yimach Hashem is with you. Vanoimer, we said. Tihi no Allah beinoy seinim, may there be an oath between us, beinenu uveinecha, between us and between you, v'nichris sabris imach, we shall forge a covenant imach with you. What does this mean? So let's first see Rashi. Rashi says, ro'o ro'inu, we have seen, ro'o ve'avicha ro'inu bach. So Rashi is coming to ask the obvious question, why does the pasuk say the word ro'o twice? What is the purpose of the double expression ro'o ro'inu? And he answers, the double expression is we've seen that Hashem is with your was with your father, Avraham, and we see that Hashem is with you, ro'o ve'avicha, and ro'inu bach, and we see with you. We see your father, we see with you. And then the Tina Ola Bein Oseinu, Ha'ola Asher Bein Oseinu, Mimei Avicha, Tiegam Ata Beinenu Uveinech. It's a very important Rashi. Rashi is saying a very important shot in the pasuk is, Avimelech here is not coming to forge a new covenant. Avimelech is coming to extend the old covenant. Avraham went to Avimelech. Avraham, remember that it's right before the Akedah. Right before the Akedah, we live in Rosh Hashanah, is Avimelech. Avraham already had two encounters with Avimelech. First, he went, there was a famine, and he went to the land of Pelishtim to live. And he said to Sarah, when we go there, I want to warn you, you're going to say that you are my brother. Because I don't want there to be a repeat of what happened when we went to Paro. When we went to Paro, abducted you, and I got into a lot of trouble. So I don't want that to happen again. So now when we will go to Avimelech, we're going to do the same thing again. But this time I'm not giving you a choice. They went. Avimelech abducted Sarah, and that was a big problem, because from that came all of the late sonnes. Now Avimelech nisabra Sarah. Okay, then after that incident that Hashem punished Avimelech and he caused they couldn't go to the bathroom, he released Sarah, and then he told them to leave. He left, and then later he came to visit Avraham to make with Avraham a bris, a treaty. There shouldn't be any problems between them. And Avraham made an elaborate bris, and this is a whole aliyah right before the Akedah. Right before the Akedah, Avimelech shows up with Fichol Sarat Tzvaoi, and they have a conversation, they make a bris, and Avraham says, Li ulenini ulenechti, that I'm not going to go and conquer the land for four generations. For four generations, I'm not going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, no one's going to bother you. For four generations. The Pelishtim. Now, Avram dies. Yitzchak is now the Balabos. And Yitzchak is very successful. Avimelech comes and he says, you know, I know your father. And your father was very successful. I see you're very successful. I made a covenant with your father. I want now to extend that old covenant should be extended to you. I want to extend the same covenant that I had by you. I want to extend another generation with you. That's how Rashi says. The whole pasuk says Vayomer. He says Vayomer Ro'o Re'inu. I witnessed by you. I witnessed by your father. Ki Yoyah Hashem Imach. Vanoimer Tino Olo Beinoseinu. According to Rashi, it does not mean that we're going to make a new covenant. We're going to extend the old covenant that existed between your father and our father. So again, Rashi says, Tino ola beino seinu, ha ola asher beino seinu, mimei avicha, tigam ata beinenu uveinechem between us. Okay, that's Rashi. Now, Targum has a lot to say on this pasuk. He has a lot of words that it doesn't say in this pasuk. The pasuk says, va'amaru, and we said, they said, mechezo chazena, we have witness, arei chava memra da Hashem b'sadoch. Again, that's the same idea that we said many, many times. The Targum, chas v'sholem, to make it sound that Hashem is with you. Because Hashem is not a person. Hashem is not your buddy. So I have witnessed that the word of Hashem, the command of Hashem, was at your support. Basically a way to take the pasuk and to make sure that no one makes a mistake and thinks that Hashem is just as a human being. Hashem is separate. I witnessed that the word of support from God was with you. V'amarna tiskayam ka'an. It should exist. Now, this is what it says over here in the art scroll. The word tihi, he's translating in the tunkelis in an unusual way. Tiskayam. It's not the word they would ordinarily use. It sounds like that Rashi indeed is coming over. Tiskayam means it should exist. Mosna means the oath. The havos bein. Now here bein oseinu, the Targum unkelis adds a lot. When it says bein oseinu, it's not referring to Yitzchak and Avimelech, because there never was a treaty between them. The havos bein avohosona. He touches the word bein oseinu to referring back to Avraham. Exactly what Rashi did. Rashi basically just elaborated upon the Targum. The havos bein avosona, beinona uveinoch. It shall, I guess it means shall continue. That's like really what Rashi is coming to explain. Shall continue between you and between beinonu veinoch, between us and your children. V'nigzar kiyom imach, and let us establish a kiyom, a bris imach with you. All right, now let's see over here what it says over here in the Ma'at. Sorry, I have a feeling there's a lot of interesting information over here. Saying some chidushim over here. Over here, let me read you what it says over here in the Ma'at. Sorry. He says, Tiskayam ka'an mosono. Tihi no olo. Shavloshna Mishnah. Ein perusha shenasa olo chadosha. He says explicitly, does not mean that we're going to make a new covenant. Rather, elo shetamshich. We're going to extend the old covenant that existed between our ancestors. L'skayim ha'olah shekvar chesed ben avoseinu shekein hisnu im tishkor li ulinini ulinechti. Don't lie. There should be no lie between I, your children, and your grandchildren. L'chein miduk mikevel ha'olah shekasev shekasev ben avoseinu v'yachach pam shniyah beineinu ubeinecha. Uperushno, who ato means now. Kiloi marti no ato kemoshe perush Rashi. Bula perushu gulish laalchna kosev ti al derech agumara. Tia hi li kuva. Uperush Rashi. Tia laviyosa tehei. Deloik ramban. Sheperush shirotza achshav lehoisev ulahacharim. Kol mi sheyav ala bris. Ki ramban. Kosev ramban. Vasa gulis avimelech ze. Hoya benoi shel avimelech. Shemei Avraham. And it gives you all a new covenant. That's considered you must get us. Came mitam shekos radak she'im hoy Avimelech hoy yeshoy me Avram lo hoy yeshoy lo eich amayet achesihi. Ki kva yoda bin yesha. Melech plishtim hoy yedikar by Melech plishtim mehalo nigu av Melech abhi vayif. Kuma yeshoy me Avram. All right, he's not saying over here much, just saying over here the same idea we said before.
So the gets lost.
And that's it. Okay, he's not great, but he's just saying basically the same idea. He's saying over here is that basically the word tihi means tiskayam. What it says, beino seinu, means between our fathers, which means, according to Ramban, according to a diak in the Unkelis, this Avimelech is not the same Avimelech back in Parashas Lech Lecha. This Avimelech is the son of Avimelech in Parashas Lech Lecha, or Parashas Vayera. And Yitzchak is the son of Avraham. So he's basically saying, is Yitzchak, My father, your father was Avraham. My father was the king of Pelishtim. The king of Pelishtim is always called the Melech Pelishtim. Doesn't matter what his name is. So he's saying here is that Yitzchak, your father was Avraham. My father was the previous Melech Pelishtim. They made a covenant that they will be at peace. They're not going to kill each other. You're not going to take away the land. I want to renew the vows between me and you, with the sons, with the next generation. I want to renew the vows with you that there shall be a covenant between us. That we should continue, it should continue. This covenant that was in the previous generation should continue. Now, question, why is that necessary? Why does he need to do that? Let's read the psuk. Let's go to the next part. We have to understand why was it necessary for him to extend the covenant. So let's read the next pasuk. Im ta'asei imanu ra'ah.
You understand fully so far.
You shall not do with us evil. Kasher loy niganucha, just like we did not cause you any harm. V'chasher osinu imucha rak toiv. V'nishalechacha b'sholoim. Ata you, ata now, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so what is all of this? What does all of this mean? Let's first see over here Rashi. Rashi pasuk chav tes. Loy neganucha kash kisha amarnu lucha lech meitanu. When you came to us and Sarah came in my possession, and then I realized it was your wife, I sent her away peacefully. Rivka. Rivka was also abducted, right? That was the previous part of the parasha. We learned this together. Rivka was also taken by Avi Melech. Rivka, the same way Sar was taken by Avi Melech, Rivka was taken by Avi Melech. That was the beginning of this parasha. Right? It says over here in this parasha, back in Perek Chavah Pasuk Tes, Vayikra Avi Melech li Yitzchak, Vayomer Achinei Ishtachahi, V'yechamarta Achoisihi. V'yemer love Yitzchak, Yamarti pen Amos Solach, I might die. V'yem Avi Melech, Mazoy Sosi Solon, Kimat Shachav Achar Am Es Ishtecha, V'yvei Solen Chasham. So he sends them away. So this story happened all over again. It happened to Avraham twice, once with Paro, once with Avimelech, and now the next generation happens again with Yitzchak, with Yitzchak and Rivka and Avimelech. And again, nothing happened to Rivka. They sent her away. Sorry? Ma'aseh avos siman lebanim. And Avimelech over here is saying to Yitzchak, I didn't harm you. I didn't harm you. I did not harm your wife. And therefore, don't harm me. Don't harm him. Tassim on the rock. Hashalom neganuch v'chasher sinu morak toiv v'nashalicha b'shalom. Ata you now, Baruch Hashem. Rashi says, Lo neganucha kishamarnu when I loch lecha lech meidmanu. I did you no harm. Ata you gam ata asay lanu kei. Come okay and don't cause any harm. What is over here? The Targum. Targum says,
okay, but it's not yours.
Im tabed imano bisha. Don't do with us harm. Kimodi lo az an zek noch. The word niganucha means I did not cause you any harm. Okay, so tied is the word niganucha in this unusual translation, harm. Uchmodi avadna imach l'choid toiv, only good. V'shalach noch v'shalom at ka'an now. Bricha da Hashem, you are the blessed of Hashem. Okay, one word that's unusual is the word an zeknoch. What does that say over here in the Targum? That word aznekoch. Let me see what it says over here in the Targum. In the Ma'atzari. And he comments on this. He says, Im the law kerfsad yigoyin im shulhi asinu l'cha nezek. Alright? He doesn't say much. Alright, that's it. Now let me see this safer. Let me see something in this safer.
No. I say fine, I'm
going to
go up to this.
Ramam mi khazakh azen we were in shayu hashem mamakh vaskhay. Okay.
It goes into your bar. He takes the sheep.
So it's the same thing. This is an old covenant. Tiskayim.
Short details. What's the
Chosraman? The Mikan Mash, the Uncle is Soy with Avimelch, Zelho Yobinoy Shal Avimelch. That we said. Okay, fine. Im Tas the Manu or Kashaloy Negunucha. All right, that's really what it is. Okay, so I don't know if so over here, but maybe we come away over here with at least one chiddush over here in this pasuk. The previous pasuk is Deinoy Seinu, quote according to Rashi and according to Unkelus, it means our fathers. Avraham and the previous Avimelech made a bris. Now Avimelech is saying, Avimelech number two is saying to Yitzchak, the covenant that was made by our fathers should be extended to us. We're not making a new covenant. Let's just continue the old covenant. It should be continued. It should be continued to the later generation. And we should not have any fighting amongst us. We want to be mamshich. What was until now.
More of the same.
More of the same. Yeah. All right.
Of course they have to pay.
Now I want to tell you a vart. I want to tell you a very quick vart to appreciate this. Right before this aliyah, Avraham's Yitzchak's servants dug wells. The wells that they dug were the old wells. See, if you go back, I think this ties into what Rashi is trying to say over here. The old wells, back in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayelech misham Yitzchak, vayichan menachem gor, vayoshav Yitzchak, vayachpor es be'eros hamayim asher chofru b'mei Avram aviv vayisad bun polishtim. They redug the old wells. They redug the old wells. And they kept on fighting at the old wells. They kept on digging. They dug up the old wells. After this covenant, in the next pasuk it says, "Vayasam mishne, vayichu vayishu vayishkiva loyke vayishav yishlochiv, vayihi bayoy malchu vayivu avde yizav vayigidlo al oidos habeera shechafaru." They found a new well. Vayoy malo matzon umayim vayikro so shiva kein shavuim beer sheva aliyam azem. I want to say over here is this is the difference between the goyim and us. Avimelech comes to Yitzchak and he says, "I want to continue the old. My father and your father made a bris. Let's continue the bris. Let's continue the way it was until now." Right after they make this bris, Avimelech goes home. Done. Yitzchak goes and digs a new well that Avraham never dug. We're trying over here to show the difference between us and them. They just want to continue the old. Avimelech had a treaty with Yitzchak, with Avraham, the old Avimelech. And now the new generation, they just want to continue the way it was. Right after they make the bris, Avimelech comes and makes this bris to continue the bris that was until now. The next pasuk says, "Vayhi b'yom ahu v'yavo avdei Yitzchak v'yigidlo al ba'olos harbe'asher chafaru," a new well. We're not just going to continue the old. Our job in this world is to fresh, it's renewal, chiddush. Because right before this story is just the redigging of the old wells. All right, we'll stop here. Something along those lines. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you very much for coming and learning with me. Have a wonderful night. I went a little bit over time. I apologize. Have a good night. Laser, good night. Mordechai Mizrahi, good night to Mr. and Ms. Glatter, and good night to Mayor Appledove. You haven't said one word. You haven't said one word, Mayor. Quiet.
By the fact that it's stolen, then you're not allowed to have it.